plant that cotton on the bed. If you plant it down the furrow, it drowned out. Plant it on the bed. We knocked that bed down almost flat, though. And then we'd plant that cotton up on them bed. Just that time when we was farming, just have single row planters. Mm-hmm. And then whenever it got ready, when that cotton got up about an inch and a half high, we had what they call a cultivator with the scrapers, they call them. And they plant scrapers, and you can put that up to just about that kind of a phrase on that. Mm-hmm. Right down that cotton row, that cotton standing up there. And then you had to hold that out, you know. And you just hold that out and leave just a good stand of cotton. And usually a stand about every 8 inches apart. Sometimes that's a little thick, but down in that bottom, you grow it that way. Mm-hmm. Corn the same way. I remember one year we checked corn down there, you know. We had to fly it both ways. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that's the richest corn I ever saw. Mm-hmm. Put two stalks in the hill, and that'd be just wide enough part where you could plow it out good.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the type of plow that you used to break up the ground at first?
Turning plow. It was old Oliver Till turning plow, they called it. Now, we used to do a lot of disking up here. They'd cut the stalk with a stalk cutter and then disk it up. And then in the spring of the year, while we'd go down there and bed it up with a lister, they called it, middle buster.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything that would break it up real fine? Was that the disc?
That's a disc, and we also had what they call a go-devil with seven plows on it that you could straddle those rolls and work it out, but 2 feet in the front would be wide enough, and then it would kind of angle back for the others, you know. Mm-hmm. Then we'd taken last plow, and while we'd plow that out, and then we'd run out the middle, what they call a heel sweep on it, you know, with a buzzard wing sweep and a heel sweep. That heel sweep would go all the way across the row almost and cut up all, cut in under the tuck of earth and everything is left. It's just loosen it up, throw it, it's pretty much die.
Did you use anything called a harrow?
Yeah, we had a harrow, old A harrow. It's, I think I had the teeth out of one. It's about that long, you know, and you make a wooden frame and cut drill a hole in them and then drive them in there. It'd be square, you know, drive them in there. And I think I had one the last one I had. I think I made a garden right over here on where I had about an acre. Must have been about 125-50 feet long through there. I had a little horse.
Squirrel on that farm?
Yeah, they do that all the time. They go both ways on that.
Yeah, pretty good balance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they go across there all the time on that. They walk all over these houses everywhere around here. Mm-hmm. I was sitting right there the other day, closer than that cherry is there, and one come across there and went up on that tree and just got up there and turned upside down and just looked at me.
They're pretty tame.
Yeah. We used to feed them crackers and stuff like that out here in the wintertime.
Did you ever have any trouble with weeds in your cotton field?
Oh yeah, had every kind of weed. We had to just work it out, you know. Just had to work it so it dried up. Our daddy, when we'd get that barred off that way, it had to be run around in with sweeps and dirt it up, they called it. And we'd do that. That there'd cover up everything in the row from that. Whenever we got it hoed out, we dirt it up there, that'd cover up everything, cut up everything that's left in there. Well, then it depend on just working it enough to keep that stuff down.
When you were hoeing it, is that what people mean when they say they were chopping cotton?
Chopping cotton. We had these colored folks down there, and I've seen as high as 9 of them chopping cotton one time. They all take a row piece. And I've chopped many row of cotton. I could out chop any of them down there. Yeah.